Welcome to the podcast, LivingTruth.com, with Dan Beatty. We hope the next few minutes will encourage your hearts and stimulate your minds.
Never give up. Have you ever been faced with the reality that what you have dreamed for, hoped for, and prayed for will never happen? Has the giving up reaction in this one event spread into every corner of your life, effectively killing your faith in the unfailing love of God? Have you been seduced into believing that life is a series of situations over which you have no control? So why not just be satisfied with the good things that you do have, finding contentment in the things that satisfy most people? In other words, mediocrity. Maybe you have not been there as many of us have. If not, these words and truths we are about to share might still be useful to you in encouraging others to reach for the stars. Did not Jesus give us this dream? Did he not set hearts on fire to believe the unbelievable? Did he not teach us to attain the unattainable? Did he not plant the seed in us through which we would do greater works than he? We must first of all realize that he is the author and finisher of our faith. Then we can be settled in our minds as to what the creator of the universe desires for us. It is his intention to stretch our imaginations and expand our horizons to begin believing for and working towards great and wonderful possibilities. It is time to forget the failures of the past and begin walking into a new day. Look around you for a few minutes. In a short time, you can easily see the immediate need for miracles everywhere. Then, if we lift up our hearts and arise into Him, we can be the channel through which Jesus wants to bring these wonderful solutions. The Lord might not be interested in formulas and rituals, but He does desire a relationship with us. From that relationship, we can cultivate a faith, hope, and love-filled life. Behold Him, His beauty, His power, His unconditional love. Become overwhelmed with the compassion that He has for all mankind. Realize from this that He thrills in opening His hand to those in need and in using us to deliver them. Jesus taught us to pray without ceasing and not to faint. Realizing there are situations that are beyond our understanding, we must come before Him in humility. Never giving up in prayer does not mean insisting on our own way. It means we are persuaded by God that the best interests of all of us are in His heart. We must never yield to thoughts that His love will fail us. Hope is the expectation of the overwhelming goodness of God. Sometimes we have the substance of that hope in a specific situation, and we can cling tenaciously to it until the final outcome. Other times, we can only trust in that goodness, trusting being our only participation. The poorer choice is to fail to participate at all. This cuts us off from the life of God as it flows out to meet the needs of others. Far too many of God's people have made this wrong choice. Today, however, He is giving us the understanding that there are so many more positive and creative options than before were realized. Prayer is a petition for the well-being of ourselves and others, and it can be expressed in a number of ways. When there is an opportunity to directly affect a situation, bringing it into God's perfect will, the greatest prayer we can offer is our service to God. Obedience to Him in itself is a very powerful option. Other times, we can only offer supportive thoughts and words as we enter into our spiritual communion with Him. Miracles are God's pleasure. When the conditions are right in us, He is pleased to demonstrate His power in this earth. This is what He instructed us to pray for, that His will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Believe me, this does not ordinarily happen. It happens when we pray and never give up. Will the Son of Man find faith in the earth? That depends on how you and I respond to Him in our present circumstances. He has freely given us His word to rely on, and in that trust, we can obtain the power to walk in it. In recent years, a general dissatisfaction with present conditions in our lives and the world around us has developed in many. This is a good sign. Now we can come before God in repentance and faith towards His ability to save us. Sometimes, even in weeping and brokenness, we must approach Him, that we might find His desire. From the Scripture as well as personal experience, we know that His desire for us is good, but we have too often interfered with His will by enforcing our own. By realigning ourselves with Him, we enter into His kingdom and the blessing and power that only He can offer. Here is a dimension wherein an abundance of all that we need most is found. A dangerous condition develops when we become so preoccupied with the positive things that are happening that we become overly content and satisfied. If Jesus was as positive as some believers are today, He would not have found it necessary to die on the cross. He would only have needed to instruct His followers to look for the good and ignore the bad. Then, those who were in a position to lift up the poor, sick, oppressed, and ignorant would not have taken on the challenge. Having found their own personal peace and contentment, why should they risk their lives and their reputations? After all, they were the chosen of God, weren't they? You are probably thankful that this was not the case. Jesus did die on the cross. The apostles did give their lives to share the good news of the kingdom to the world. And you and I are going to continue in this great tradition. Hear the word of God as it penetrates into your heart and shakes your very being. Tremble at His voice as it calls you into a deeper and more intimate walk with Him. Awaken to the great purpose He has called you unto and move into it one step at a time, with every fiber of your being devoted to it. Listen intently as He lovingly and patiently directs your footsteps in the way, the truth, and the life. This is a time that cries out for miracles. The world needs to see a demonstration of God's power, but no more than we do. Our friends and families are in crisis. Our cities, our nation, and our world need to find hope. That hope is in Jesus Christ, and He has chosen you and me to be distributors of it. This is not a time to reminisce of the great healing evangelists of past and present generations, or to conjure up images of ourselves following in their steps. Now, if we can obtain inspiration from others and their walking with God, that is helpful. But we must never become distracted from the specific purpose He has chosen for us. As each one stands in his place in Christ, holding on to the promise of his life, miracles will happen. Today there is someone near you that you can help. Perhaps just a phone call or visit is all that is needed. Maybe an hour in prayer for that person will be even more effective. The point is, nothing will happen if you do not make yourself available to God. All He needs is your willingness. You will be amazed with what He is capable of doing through you when you simply present yourself to Him for His service. Some of us carry a burden for broken families. Others feel the pain of those who suffer physically. If God puts a desire in you to defend the helpless, respond to it. All of us must work in our own circle of influence with our own unique spiritual and natural gifts. In this way, we can answer to the overall need, sharing Jesus Christ with others. Never give up in your desire to see the righteousness, peace, and joy of the Lord revealed in everyday circumstances. Cling to His promise and thank Him for choosing you to participate with Him in the transformation of your generation. As part of the living body of Christ, you are a vital force to be reckoned with. When faith, hope, and love begin to spring forth, the walls of sickness, death, hopelessness, and injustice will be driven back. Those who have chosen to lay down their lives unto His will have the thrill of seeing the impossible accomplished. Their reward will be the satisfaction of knowing that they believed in their God and never gave up.